The Very Proper Gander by James Thurber.
Not so very long ago, there was a very fine gander. He was strong and smooth and beautiful. And he spent most of his time singing to his wife and children. One day, somebody who saw him strutting up and down singing in his yard remarked,
"There is a very proper gander."
An old hen overheard this remark and told her husband about it that night in the roost.
"They said something about propaganda,"
she said.
"I have always suspected that,"
said the rooster. And he went around the barnyard next day telling everybody that
the very fine gander was a dangerous bird, more than likely a hawk in a gander's clothing.
Hawk, a hawk, hawk, hawk.
A small brown hen remembered a time when, at a great distance, she had seen the gander talking with some hawks in the forest.
"They were up to no good,"
she said. Then a duck remembered that the gander had once told him he did not believe in anything.
"He said to hell with the flag, too."
A guinea hen recalled that she had once seen somebody who looked very much like the gander.
"Well, something that looked a great deal like a bar."
Finally, everybody snatched up sticks and stones and descended on the gander's house. He was sitting in his front yard, strutting around and singing to his children and wife.
"There he is!"
Everybody cried,
"Propaganda!
Hawk lover!
Unbeliever!
Flag hater!
Bomb thrower!"
So they sat upon him and drove him out of the country.
Moral: anybody who you or your wife thinks is going to overthrow the government by violence must be driven out of the country.